podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Well, man, did you know we do a podcast?
I don't think so.
Now you know. Confessions of a Game Dev Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we are, what's 11 minus 7 of last
Four.
Night? No, 7 o'clock last night.
It's 11 plus 7.
It's 11 a.m. We're going to get street tacos.
It's
what?
11 plus 5.
11 plus 5?
Yeah, it's 16 hours.
You broke my brain. 16 hours into Global Game Jam, we are taking a break to get street tacos. Yeah. The best thing that Salt Lake can offer is dirty street tacos.
Oh, man.
But they're so good.
They're so good.
They are. So, Peter is here with us today.
Hey.
What's up? Peter and Trenton are working on Creepy Sub Game. Is that what it's still called?
It's called Bloop.
Bloop. I like it.
Yeah.
So, did you explain your game? You explained your game that you didn't get selected because
yep.
No one can understand conception to,
oh, man.
To saturation.
Conceptually,
or gestation.
It's so awesome.
Conceptually, yeah.
Get it?
So is...
Get it?
No.
These are the yolks, everyone.
Yeah.
Right? These jokes? Yolks?
Yolks.
No?
Nice. So,
Spencer's egg is looking awesome.
You were supposed to say excellent.
That's lame, man. Those are the worst.
Yeah. Says you. So, Peter, what's the game that you guys are working on since Trent is so sad about his birth game?
Yeah, our game is a undersea exploration game. You play as a little submarine, and you're exploring some sunken ruins full of evil fish and Lovecraftian horrors, so...
Yes!
That's pretty awesome!
So, I haven't seen any Lovecraftian horrors yet.
Right now, we have a shark. And that's it. It's kind of a stand-in.
We also have the fear of the unknown. That's as Lovecraftian as you can
get. We have a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, that is true. I actually love... So, the theme is heart, the heartbeat, and so the sonar visually pulses away from the sub, so you don't get to see what's on the screen at all times. And
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's actually a really good mechanic that keeps you guessing during the entire duration of play while the shark is eating you, which happened to me when I played it their game this morning. It made me sad.
And Peter pretty much finished it last night. I mean, it's in a really solid state right now. It's kind of surprising for a game jam game to be in this state.
So what's the next step? Is it designing interesting levels? Designing interesting areas of play?
The next step, as far as programming, the next step is to start programming in triggers and events.
Okay.
So that we can have level transitions and things like that.
Yeah.
Which hopefully shouldn't be too hard. We do need, right now we have stand-in art for most of our graphics at the moment, so we need to, Trent and Peter are both creating, the final graphics, and they're getting, making some pretty decent progress, so we need to start, swapping out the temporary graphics for the final graphics. At that point we need to start, once we have all our tile maps basically complete, we start designing levels, and then we just make it as big and pretty as we have time to do.
Are you gonna add kind of a storyline that you start here and here when you get there?
Probably. That will depend on how well I get the event system, the triggers working. So that events can happen, because otherwise it's just going to be kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Not much is going to happen without that. So that'll give us a chance to have, you know, like, events like earthquakes and ice quakes.
Ice quakes. Love it.
And,
Are you going to have, like,
happenings.
Are you going to have, like, a big Cthulhu jump? Is it Cthulhu or Cthulhu?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you listen to Metallica, it's Cthulhu. If you read H.P. Lovecraft, it's Cthulhu.
But if I say Chocobo, I'm totally wrong. Or Chocobo?
Chocobo's correct.
Chocobo's correct. I think it's Chocobo, but apparently it's Chocobo, and I get made fun of for saying that. But it doesn't matter if I say Cthulhu or Cthulhu. Whatever. I hate you all. Alright, so cool. So, you guys are moving along. Sounds like you're going to be actually having a product at the end of this. So
hopefully. We'll see how that goes.
We'll at least have something.
So, my game, the egg touching game, our artist last night, just as I got back in after our last podcast, I brought in sodas and I'm like, alright, let's get to work. And my artist goes, something's wrong with my daughter, I have to go home. I'll hopefully be back soon. And I haven't heard from him since. So that's kind of total bumski, and we're trying to figure that out. And I'm now the artist on the team. I was hoping to help the artist, but now I'm kind of designing the entire art now. Which is fun. And
it's actually looking pretty good.
Well, we've got a pretty egg. That's about all we've got right now. We need to... the next step is actually having the creatures and the variations on the creatures and all the
different options. Which comes first, though?
Oh, dude.
Which comes first?
Which comes first? Apparently the egg, because that's what I made first.
I think you just proved the age-old question. Alright, I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah.
So
oh, man. You gotta find Trent's tweet. It's supposed to be a haiku. And if you can find it based on it being a haiku, I will send you $5 because
let me pull out my phone.
It's 646, apparently, is what he thinks a haiku syllable.
I don't think it's 4. I think
it's totally 4.
I think the middle one is like 8.
It's 4. It's half of 8. It's sad. So,
I don't know. It's just not. It's not broken up very well because Twitter doesn't include return lines, and so.
Well, you do a slash. You do slashes for each year.
I learned that now.
Yeah.
But some of us haven't used Twitter for
a couple days.
A long time.
Well, we're gonna get some street tacos and we'll check in with the podcast in a couple hours with some awesome treats.
And hopefully not be as tired.
That's not an option. How much sleep have we gotten altogether?
I got almost 2 hours.
I think I got 4. Accidentally. I didn't mean it. Peter, you are just crazy dog. Alright, let's get some tacos and stay awake for a little longer.
Deal.
Bye.